Women's E-News, weekly summary of news about women, women's issues, and from women's perspectives. From the weekly Cheers and Jeers column of August 16, 2008. I'm Sandy Billings. Leading with good news, Cheers, the Democratic Party remains pro-choice. In a revised position statement last week, the Democratic Party retained strong support of abortion rights. The statement also puts a new emphasis on curbing unintended pregnancy through better access to affordable family planning services and comprehensive sex education programs. Cecile Richards, president of the Planned Parenthood Federation of America in New York, said, quote, "The platform is unwavering in protecting a woman's right to choose. It is also a broad victory for women, recognizing that women's health care is not limited to a single issue," unquote. More news to cheer this week. The Center for Women in Government and Civil Society at the University of Albany in New York found that U.S. governors are appointing more women. The number jumped to 35% of governor-appointed posts last year. A major U.S. political party will consider a female presidential nominee for the first time since 1972. This will occur when supporters of Hillary Clinton nominate her at the Democratic National Convention later this month. Kim Gandy, president of the National Organization for Women in Washington, D.C., said, quote, "Having her delegates tallied at the convention will ensure that this important step in history will never be forgotten," unquote. In 1972, the late Shirley Chisholm, a congresswoman from New York, was considered by the Democratic Party. 8 years before that, Senator Margaret Chase Smith of Maine was up for nomination at the Republican convention. Britain's Muslim Institute has released a new marital contract with the force of law that recognizes and protects a woman's equal rights in marriage. The contract is considered the most significant development in British recognition of Sharia or Islamic religious law. The contract guarantees a woman's right to divorce and to retain financial and property rights, and it eliminates the requirement that she have a guardian. An American Psychological Association panel found no credible link between mental health problems and abortion. Anti-choice groups have argued that abortions can cause depression and other mental illnesses. And a South Dakota state law that took effect in July requires doctors to inform women of such a link before providing the procedure. Psychologists analyzed hundreds of studies to prepare this newly released report. A National Women's History Museum might be considered by Congress. A bill that makes room for a National Women's History Museum near the National Mall was introduced last month and awaits action in the House and Senate. The National Women's History Museum currently exists only online. Religious authorities in Nepal have begun a new search for Kumari, widely revered as a living goddess and the incarnation of the deity Kali. The chosen girl may be as young as three when selected to spend her childhood in a temple. Critics have called the practice a violation of a girl's human rights. And a special report on women to cheer for at the Beijing Olympics. Katrina Emmons of the Czech Republic was awarded the first gold medal of the Beijing Olympics after breaking a record in the women's 10-meter air rifle event. Chen Shijia won the women's 48-kilogram weightlifting, the first gold medal for host nation China. Erin Carroll of Australia lost a badminton match to become the first athlete eliminated from competition. She cheerfully told reporters that she would spend the next 2 weeks watching sport and eating what she liked now that she no longer has to stick to a training diet. Mali's first women's basketball team to compete in the Olympics held a brief, improbable first quarter lead against the dominant U.S. women's team before losing 41-97. The Mali women asked to pose for photos with their U.S. opponents, who are idols to many players around the globe. The United States swept the women's saber event. Mariel Zagunas took gold, Sada Jacobson silver, and Becca Ward bronze. This is only the second Olympics in which women's saber has been included. Men's saber has been part of the modern Olympics since they began in 1896. Corey Cogill earned her first bronze medal in a women's trap match that included a suspenseful four-way shootout to determine the field's victors. Cogill learned how to shoot while hunting moose in her native Alaska. Kirsty Coventry, who has broken three world records and won three silvers in swimming at the Games, has resisted media pressure to condemn her native Zimbabwe's government. In a June interview with Australian television, however, she said something had to change in the country, where power-sharing talks between opposition leader Morgan Tsvangirai and Zimbabwe's President Robert Mugabe have reached an impasse. On Thursday, various news agencies reported that Mugabe's government had confiscated his opponent's travel documents. And now for the downside of the news, jeers for news that jailed moms will lose their kids. Prison officials in Vancouver, Canada, reversed a 4-year policy of allowing incarcerated women to care for their infants and children while in jail. Children will now be placed with relatives or into foster care. Safety was cited. Prison staff are not trained in infant care or first aid and are not prepared to handle emergencies. Social worker Allison Granger Brown resigned over the decision. She said, quote, "I perceive they were taking us away from rehabilitation and therapeutic programming and deeper into policy that was more about containment," unquote. More news to jeer this week. The Taliban claimed responsibility for killing 3 female Western workers with the Refugee Assistance Group International Rescue Committee and their driver in Afghanistan on August 13th. And in memoriam, the world's tallest woman, Sandy Allen, 53 years old, died in Shelbyville, Indiana on August 13th. Allen was 7 feet 7 1/4 inches tall and held the Guinness World Record for height since 1975. No exact cause of death was given. Allen had suffered from diabetes and blood, kidney, and breathing problems in recent years. These news briefs were compiled by Allison Stevens and Jennifer Thurston. Rita Henley Jensen is the editor-in-chief. This production of Women's E-News is brought to you by VP Foundation and Yin Radio. Background music is by Joan Hickey. This column and more news about women can be found at the Women's E-News website, womensenews.org. For Yin Radio, I'm Sandy Billings.